Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's say hello to Buster Olney from ESPN. Buster, we know what it's like to watch a team on the brink of elimination in a wild card game have a miraculous comeback and then have that momentum propel them into the World Series. Perhaps we're watching that happen with the Washington Nationals. What a run this is right now, Buster.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, they look unbelievable. I think that generally speaking, you know, we in the media, the national media, you know, believe that the best team, the team, the favorite to win the World Series is going to come out of the American League Championship Series, because we've talked all summer about the Yankees and the Astros and how they're super teams, and, you know, that feels like the heavyweight fight. But, man, the Nationals are dangerous along the lines of what you're talking about, because they've gathered a lot of momentum, and it's not only in the last 3 weeks. I mean, this is a team that in late May was 19-31. They were 12 games under 500. There was talk that Dave Martinez, their manager, might wind up being fired, and that there were going to be changes, and they might trade Strasburg, and they might trade Max Scherzer and that sort of thing. There was early speculation, and they have come storming back. And it's not only about the great pitching, and Strasburg's been unbelievable, the rotation being excellent, but their offense is terrific, and they've had depth in that offense. So they will be a dangerous team as we move forward, assuming that they wind up finishing off the Cardinals here.
We got some Cardinals fans here in Kansas City that you run into, yeah. Buster. And on Friday, Jake and I were out playing in a soccer game, and one of his teammates had just come from the bar watching game one, and he's a Cardinals fan, and he looked at me and Jake and said, if we can't hit Anibal Sanchez, we're in real trouble. How big was his performance in game one? Maybe how surprising was it? And do you think that just kind of sent the Cardinals in the wrong direction right off the bat?
Yeah, I think so. And look, Anibal Sanchez 2 years ago, 3 years ago, he was dropped out of the Tigers' rotation. And you felt like at that time, okay, here's an older pitcher. He's been dealing with some injuries. And, you know, he might be nearing the end and, you know, what had been a fine career to that point. But he's revitalized himself. He's reinvented himself. He's gone from being a pure power pitcher to a guy who, you know, uses all parts of the strike zone, uses a wide range of pitches. And yeah, if you're the Cardinals, it had to have been in your head coming off of that game, like, great, Anibal Sanchez, you know, took a no-hitter into the late innings, and now we got to deal with the big dogs, Max Scherzer and Strasburg and Patrick Corbin, you know, the best parts of that rotation. I think all year when we watched the Cardinals, even in their best, They've been erratic offensively, but they have been completely shut down by the Washington pitching.
Which rotation would you rather have right now, the Nationals or the Astros?
I think I'd rather have the Nationals because of the depth. Zach Greinke is not pitching that great. You know, the other day the Yankees kind of picked on him. He didn't throw that well against the Rays. The front of the rotation and right now, the way the Astros are, they remind you of that Diamondbacks team that won the World Series in 2001, because in 1 and 2, nobody could match them. You know, that team had Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling completely dominant in 1 and 2, and then some questions thereafter, in the same way that, you know, we're seeing right now. So, to me, with Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander, the question is, can the Yankees beat one of those guys, win a game one time, started by those two guys? They couldn't do it in game two, and I was in the Yankees clubhouse after the game, and you could tell that there was a sense of a missed opportunity, because they played in extra innings in a game that Verlander started, and they couldn't win. And tonight, they got Gerrit Cole, and if the series gets extended, they're going to see Verlander again, and they'll see Cole the second time, and it's going to be a challenge for them.
So, Buster, one of the things I found really fascinating during this series with the Nationals as well is the story of their closer, journeyman Daniel Hudson, who missed game one to be with his wife for the birth of their child. I believe it's their third child. And the reaction by people, another Major League Baseball executive, David Sampson, went on Twitter and just blasted Hudson for missing the playoff game to be home with the birth of his child. Then there was the backlash of other people, you know, firing at Sampson, saying you're ridiculous for crushing a guy, for making what was probably a very tough decision for him regarding his family. I think it's a really interesting conversation. First of all, I think that, you know what, if it's not you and your family, maybe you ought to just sit this one out, you know, and
shut up.
Yeah, and let every person who's dealing with a tough decision like that make their own decision. But what did you make of what Sampson did, the backlash, and everything that's come from it?
And look, when I first started covering baseball back in 1989, at that time, when players would leave teams to be present for the birth of their children, their eyebrows raised. That was not standard operating procedure, and thankfully that changed. And when that whole thing, when Sampson set out that he used to work with the Marlins, and when he sent out that tweet, I was like, really? Like, aren't we past that in 2019? Because, you know, I've got two kids. My daughter turns 20 this fall, and she's been asking me, hey, Dad, what do you remember about the day I was born? And I can describe everything from, you know, and we didn't have a gender reveal ahead of time. And so when I first realized I'm going to be a dad to a daughter and my excitement, and then the 2.5 minutes when there was questions, when there was concern over breathing because she had fluid in her lungs, and then, you know, and that worked out all okay. Everything was totally fine. And then walking out of the delivery room and going down the hall and not feeling my feet, floating along as I'm going to tell my in-laws that they have, you know, their grandparents to Sydney now, newborn Sydney, and everybody's doing great. My wife was doing great. Like, the idea that I would not have been present for that, for a stupid ball game, like in your deathbed, or is that the trade you would be willing to make? Are you kidding? So I was shocked when it popped up, and I was glad that Daniel Hudson seemingly nationally has gotten the affirmation that he deserves. And, you know, your original point was right on. If it's not you, then shut up. I loved what Sean Doolittle, the Nationals reliever, said, where he said basically, if your reaction isn't, hey, how's your family doing, is everybody okay, then maybe you're and I'm going to change the word he used, maybe you're just a jerk.
Buster Olney from ESPN is our guest. All right, Buster, like you said, you have game 4 of the NLCS tonight, game 3 of the ALCS, so it looks like the Nationals are going to get it done. What's going to happen, in your opinion, in the ALCS?
Yeah, and I thought going into the series, because, of course, the Astros were extended by the Rays in the division series, that the Yankees needed to take, and I still think this is true, 3 of the first 4 games. Like, they need to win tonight, and they need to win game 4, and I think that's only increased because of the likelihood that we're going to have rain issues here tomorrow. It might be that there's going to be a postponement. So what that would mean is that games 4, 5, 6, and 7 would have to be played on consecutive days. They lose their travel day. And so to me, you know, the Yankees have this mountain to climb in Gerrit Cole tonight, trying to beat him. And then perhaps after that, they're going to have to really dig deep into their bullpen, which is the best part of their pitching staff. Aaron Boone might have to trust his starting pitching a little bit more. I think the Astros right now have a clear advantage in this series.
Buster, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it, sir.
All right, guys, take care.
That is a Buster Olney with your playoff update. And if you would like to listen to the playoffs, if you are out and about, or if you just can't get to a TV, we got you covered on ESPN Kansas City. Jake Gutierrez loves to tell you the frequencies there, don't you?
94.5, or as I say, 94.5.
And 1510.
And 1510
Don't you ever forget about the mothership.
I will not ever.
That mothership nursed me. From 1510 offered me her teat.
You suckled
when I was suckled to that as a young radio personality. Nursed me with her sweet milk.
You were like Romulus suckling at the teat of the mother wolf.
I'd always take things too far. But it is true.
Well, I mean, that's metaphorically how it happened.
I nursed the very teat of Sports Radio 1510.
Mm-hmm. Right, and look
she nursed
look at the
me and look
young
how
boy you've grown up to be.
How plump I am now.
Sturdy. So,
like the kid from Game of Thrones?
Yes. Yeah, it's exactly right. So, it's exactly
like,
right.
Was he like 10 years old?
Yeah, right, yeah. Not very handsome.
Make the man fly. So that's...
make the signal 24 hours. So you can listen to that game on ESPN Kansas City, the Game 3.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Astros, Yankees.
So that that story about Daniel Hudson has been hitting home with me, obviously, because we are in the final stages of preparing for the birth of our third child right now. And, you know, I told my wife, if it happens during a Chiefs game, she's going to have to, you know, go to the hospital by herself. I'm kidding. But...
It sounded like it.
You know, I've been getting kind of emotional because our last kid was born 7 years ago.
What if it happened to one of your men's soccer games that you play?
Oh yeah, sorry, I'll meet you there.
Right.
You know, at the hospital. No, I can't imagine. I can't imagine what it would take to get me to miss that. And everybody's different. I'm not judging somebody that you know makes, I guess, another decision, but to fire out on Twitter at some guy and
Run
blast
DMC,
him
Beastie
for that.
Boys at Sprint Center.
You know, I missed that opportunity once. I'm not missing it again.
Well, I'm asking you.
No, I would not miss my child's birth for even Run DMC Beastie Boys. If somehow they could all come back. But
I think it might be worth it. It's your third kid, man.
Beastie
Boys and Run DMC?
Well, what if it was Beastie Boys and Tribe Called Quest, maybe?
Well, I mean, that happened already.
I know. As I'm saying, if they came back, but a member of each group is no longer with us.
Right,
What if they came back?
That'd be
monumental. Well, then that would be like supernatural. That
right.
would be
that's
meant
what I mean.
To be.
You'd have to go.
So
there.
You'd have to go.
So like, you know, our good buddy Matt Beasler missed the birth of his first daughter because he was on a tiny island in the middle of the Caribbean playing with the U.S. men's national team, and the baby came early, and there was no physical way for him to
the Caribbean
to get back to Kansas City in time.
Caribbean?
Literally,
Caribbean.
Caribbean? He sailed on one of them yachts.
Yeah, in the Caribbean.
And one of the most underrated songs of our time.
Caribbean Queen.
Yes. Billy Ocean, I wish he would give us more music.
Second cassette tape I ever owned after Run DMC was that Billy Ocean CD.
Boy, did I love Billy
cassette
Ocean.
Cassette tape. Oh, yeah. Get out of your my dreams. Get into my car. Right.
That's right. A great video.
Oh, man.
Right.
But, and I know that was a really tough one for Matt, but you know what happened? What was cool for him is he went and scored a goal for the U.S. men's national team that day, the only goal he ever scored.
For his baby.
For the U.S. national team. So he's got that ball up in Parker's room. So there's at least a story there, but you know, if he had been able to get home, he would have.
Tremendous song.
And what Buster was saying about you know being able to tell his kids about the day they were born, and I give this advice to anybody who is about to have a kid. By the way, congratulations, Seth Sinovic, who had his first baby last week, Seth and Lauren. But I wrote down in a Moleskine diary everything that happened through the course of that day. Like time by time, like every 10 minutes or so, I'd make another entry. And then I went back and I typed up like a story of the day of each of my child's birth. And the other day, because my daughter's very interested right now in what it's going to be like when the baby comes and what's going to happen on that day and all this stuff. So I went and I read to her the story of the day she was born. And she was really into it. You know, I mean, she was... Just a few days later, she was telling her brother about when I was born. You know, this happened and that happened, and Aunt Molly was there, and you know, there was all kind. You know, you got to go in and tell the whole family that you had a baby sister, and I mean, that stuff you don't ever get that chance again. You know, I mean, it's what's the point of having kids if you don't want to be a part of the biggest moments of it, you know? And I understand, like, can you imagine for Daniel Hudson, this guy's a veteran journeyman pitcher who I believe was without a team before the season started. He got picked up off the scrap heap by Toronto and then was basically brought in as like a rent-a-player for the Nationals in the middle of the season. This guy thought his career was over before the season even started, and now he finds himself on the brink of a World Series that he never thought he'd sniff in his life. And not only is he's there, he's the closer for the team. You think he wants to miss that? Like, you think that this guy's going, screw it. I get out of work for a couple days and go watch my kid get born. It's not like he's just ditching work because he doesn't want to be there. You know how badly a guy like that wants to be a part of this and doesn't want to miss it, but it's the birth of his kid. It's for somebody else to like blast a guy for making what has, you know, is a very, he's got to choose between two of the biggest things in his life. And you're going to sit there and somebody else going to crush that guy for that? I don't know. I thought that was crazy. And I'm glad that most people seem to come to his defense and say, hey, if it's not your kid, why don't you just go ahead and sit this one out? You know, why don't you just keep your opinion to yourself?
Some people raised some eyebrows when you informed everyone here at Dean Broadcasting you're taking a month off to be with your baby, but I was behind it 100%.
Paternity leave. You told me to take 3 months.
I pushed for it.
I still am. Yeah.
You know,
I said, hey, why don't you go ahead and take the 3 months off?
We got it run
through
for you.
3 months now?
Yeah.
All right.
I talked to Chad about it.
Well, we've got it handled, man.
It's unpaid, though.
Take care of that baby.
I am taking a week off. And I know there were some people in this place that used to think that was a bad thing. But whatever.
I think it's probably crossing the line that you're having Jay take a week off. So I don't know.
I'm taking two off.
Jake's gonna be our night nurse.
Yeah, I'm gonna be the rocker.
I've been told by people that can afford such a thing that a night nurse is a lifesaver. So Jake's gonna be our night nurse.
Yeah.
ESPN Kansas City for
I know a couple night nurses.
Game 3 of ALCS, the ALCS Astros and Yankees, 3:00, and then tonight. Right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, the Nationals look to close out the cards in advance of the World Series in Game 4 of the NLCS. We got you covered. We got you covered, dude.
Yeah.
Like a blanket.
Like a glove.
Mm-hmm.
Like a glove.
And we're going out to Arrowhead later on today. We're going to sit down with Mitchell Schwartz. We'll have that interview tomorrow.
Schwartz be with you.
And I'm looking forward to that.
He's always great to talk to. Will he bring us any of his barbecue like he did for the media earlier this year? Because I missed out on that one.
No. I wish I was angry about that, but I feel like I have enough barbecue in my life. But yeah, you know what? It's never really enough.
I
know, right? It looks so good.
It really looks good.
It looks so good.
I'm so hungry right now.
My goodness, it looked good. Also, we're going to go out to Arrowhead later on today, but also have Jeff Chedia in studio in the 9:00 hour. That should be a really interesting conversation. And up next, we're going to hear our conversation with Barry Odom that took place yesterday as we had a chance to catch up with the Mizzou head football coach who has guided his team to 5 victories in a row. And now has them ranked number 22 in the nation and in first place in the SEC East, thanks to Florida's loss to LSU and Georgia's shocking loss to South Carolina. I thought it was great, though. I was very excited for South Carolina's victory over Georgia.
You were all about the Cox that day.
You said it. You ain't kidding. You know what I mean? I want to go to the Mizzou at Georgia game. But I think that would be a disaster for me, personally.
The cock and a walk, baby!
Maybe that's what makes it worth it.
I don't know. Only I can handle that atmosphere as, you know, as the opposition.
You could just go with Jarrett as your chaperone again.
No. Only he's... I think he's out of that business.
Is that right?
He's done with that.
He's tapped out on that.
Well, yeah. And I don't blame him.
All right, girls, bring it up. You're being infiltrated. Cock in the hen house. Cocks in the hen house.
I don't think Sutton will ever recover from our trip to Columbia to watch the Mizzou West Virginia game. But coming up, we've got Barry Odom brought to you by Missouri football. There are great seats available for upcoming November home games against Florida and Tennessee. For more information to see your top 25 ranked Missouri Tigers, go to mutigers.com or call 1-800-CATPAWS. Barry Odom after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.